It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Hey, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
We've had a freeze that happened, a pretty effective one, too. We should probably learn about how to dig up and protect bulbs like lilies and dahlias and gladiolas. Can you tell us more about how to do all that?
Oh, I'd be happy to. Yes, that freeze really kind of shut the door on our gardening season pretty quick. So now it's time to protect some of those subtropical plants like the cannas and the dahlias by digging up those tubers. So go out there. You know, we've had some great weather. So go out there and cut back the plants to the ground and dig them up. Try to use a shovel and try not to damage any of those tubers or roots that are down there. Dig up the whole clump and then just leave it out there in the open air for a couple hours just to let the soil dry out a little bit and let those tubers kind of toughen up. Then you can move it into a warm, airy place like a garage or a shed or a barn, somewhere where you can leave it for a couple weeks so that it really will toughen up those tubers so they're ready for storing in the winter. Then you have a choice to make. So you can wash off all the soil that's on them now, and you can actually separate out the individual tubers, taking the biggest ones and storing those, and all the little ones you just kind of throw out. But make sure if you're doing that, you label them. The last thing you want to do is forget, now, was that the red one or is that the purple one or is that the yellow one? So make sure you label whatever you're taking apart if you're going to take the whole clump apart. Then you'll store them. Or you can just store the clump as is. I usually do it that way. And when I'm storing them, I put them in a place that's 35 to 45 degrees, like a nice dark basement is a good place, or a root cellar would be another nice place to put them. And I store them in 5-gallon buckets filled up with wood chips that are kind of wet or bark mulch that's a little wet. And just leave them there all through the winter. That works well. You can, if you don't want to do that, you can use a box or a perforated plastic bag, put some slightly moistened peat moss in them, and store the tubers in there. Again, make sure they're all labeled so you know what's what. And then come during the winter time, what you're going to want to do is just check them every month. And if they're shriveling a little bit, give them a little misting of water. If they're starting to get a little rotten, you might want to let them air out and dry out. But by spring, you should be ready to just pull them out, separate them out, and put them in the ground, and off you go.
Sounds fun. Okay, let's take care of a couple of questions. The first one comes from Chris in Rutland. Chris asks, I'm looking for advice on how to put my asparagus to bed for the winter. My wife and I raised a bed, and it's now 2 years old. He says, I understand that I need compost and covering, but when should I cut the old, now ferned out shoots, and to what level or height? Secondly, if I do cut them now, should I lay them on a bed as cover or compost them or something else?
Oh, good questions. Yes. So asparagus, once it turns yellow, you can cut them back at any point in time. I usually like to leave them out there because they look pretty for a while. But then at some point, next few weeks or so, you're probably going to want to cut them right down to the ground. And you're going to want to remove that foliage, those ferns that you're cutting, and get them out of the garden. Usually I like leaving things in the garden and chop them up and just leave them as mulch. But with asparagus, you often will have a problem with asparagus beetle, and they will overwinter either in those little stems or on the plant itself. So by removing those, you're taking the beetles out of your garden. You can go compost them somewhere else or put them somewhere away from that asparagus patch, and then you should be all set. Then in the spring, you can put a little fertilizer down on the bed even before those spears come up, put a little compost down, and you should be good to go for the season.
Okay, this from Diane in St. Albans. She said, I have tomato plants and pepper plants that are still producing and squash plants, and they still have flowers on them. Of course, this was a question that Diane sent in before that freeze, but I understand that we still can take care of some things, and that you reached out to Diane as well to let her know what exactly to do with those veggies that were still in the garden.
Yeah, so if Diane, hopefully you did get your peppers and tomatoes inside before it got cold, and if you did, that's great. Now, the tomatoes are not going to last very long, to be honest with you. If you have some fruits on them that are showing some color, I would say harvest those fruits, and then when you're pretty much done harvesting the fruits, I would just get rid of the plant. It's really going to be a tough plant to get to overwinter. Peppers are a little bit easier. They are a perennial plant, like the tomatoes are. If you put them in a bright, sunny window and you give them a lot of light, even a grow light, they will probably make it through the winter. So you do have to be careful, though, with both of these plants because they can also have insects that will be hitchhiking in, like aphids and mealybugs. So quarantine the plants away from your house plants for a couple weeks. Watch them. Spray them if you need to with insecticidal soap or neem oil. And then keep them in a sunny spot or under a grow light, and hopefully you can put them back outside next year.
If you've got questions for Charlie Nardozzi to answer in an upcoming episode, you can send it to us. Just visit vpr.org and search for All Things Gardening. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.